You're listening to a Mint podcast brought to you by HD Smartcast.
Good morning, listeners. Welcome to Top of the Morning by Mint, your weekday newscast that brings you five major stories from the world of business. It's Monday, May 13th, 2024. My name is Nelson John. Let's get started.
Top of the Morning by Mint.
Active investors in Indian equity markets have shown a good run. The last 3 years, the Sensex has increased by more than 45%. Often the state of the stock markets also reflects the mood of the nation. If the country's economic output is robust, the market trends upwards. As Madan Sabnavis, chief economist at Bank of Baroda, writes, it is often assumed that a rising stock index is indicative of broad confidence in the economy and acts as a foreteller of its performance. But is that really true? Sabnavis argues that broader market trends do not reflect the true picture of Indian commerce or macroeconomic conditions. He compares India's GDP, Nifty, and Nifty companies' profits to make this point. Next time when someone says that the country is doing great because the stock market hit a new high, you might want to point out that the correlation isn't necessarily true. Investors opt for mutual funds when they want a more passive experience to investing. If you're bullish on one sector, you can even choose a sector-specific fund like banking, PSUs, and auto stocks. But what if you want to reap the rewards from a more risky instrument like cryptocurrencies? Since January 2020, the Bloomberg Galaxy Crypto Index, which is a collection of some of the top cryptocurrencies, has delivered 500% returns. That's where a fund like Bitsafe comes in. Bitsafe is a startup that operates a crypto-only fund and isn't bound by SEBI's regulation as it operates out of Seychelles. We invited Yash Rungta, founder of Alt Investor, to write about this interesting but volatile investment option. AI this, AI that, it's impossible to escape all-encompassing artificial intelligence. Sam Altman, CEO of OpenAI, is drumming up for hype for GPT-5. Some believe that along with GPT-5, OpenAI is also set to launch a search engine that will go toe-to-toe with Google. ChatGPT has also been licensed to a variety of businesses and makes a lot of money from it. But as Leslie DeMonte writes, companies would do well to hedge their AI bets. Despite the hype for GPT-5, it might turn out to be a dud. That's where the competitors come in. If you made international summer vacation plans, I must commend your patience. It's incredibly difficult to get a visa to the US or Europe these days. Appointments for the Schengen visa are months away, and you're not certain to get them either. Spurned by Europe, Indians are now looking at other destinations, writes Varuni Khosla. Varuni spoke with travel agents who are curating trips for holiday places such as South Korea and Japan. Closer home, countries like Sri Lanka, Vietnam, and Thailand are attractive destinations too, especially after they started providing visa on arrival for Indians. Europe's loss is India's gain, and Indians are cashing in. India is now a chess-playing nation. Much of the credit has to be given to Vishwanath Anand, India's first and for a long time only chess grandmaster. India now has 84 grandmasters. The latest Indian chess star is Gokesh Domaraju, a 17-year-old prodigy who became a grandmaster at the tender age of 12. Gokesh now enjoys fame and celebration usually reserved for Indian cricket heroes. We invited Deepthi Patwardhan, noted sports writer, to take a deep dive into the history and moves that made Indians in chess a force to be reckoned with. We'd love to hear your feedback on this podcast. Let us know by writing to us at feedback@lifemint.com. You may send us feedback, tips, or anything that you feel we should be covering from your vantage point in the world of business and finance. That's all for today. Thank you for listening. We'll be back tomorrow with a fresh episode of Top of the Morning. Have a great day.
Top of the Morning by Mint.